We quoted at the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that teaches us Omer of Ami Emos from Torah La'ivik Kachavim. We may not teach Torah to Akum. Shenema Loyosachen L'chol Goy Mishpatim Bal Yidom. So Tosfos asks a question: why does our Gemara teach us? Why does the Gemara have to teach us that Emos from Torah La'akum? Because of the pasuk Mishpatim Bal Yidom. Tosfos asks that we learned in our Gemara here in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. And somebody who teaches an Akum is over lifnei evil sita michshel. So says Tosfos, we can't say that it's talking about the Zayin mitzvahs, because our Gemara teaches us that an Akum should be taught the Zayin mitzvahs, the bnei noyach, as the Gemara says. Ashiasa ois Adam v'chay behem, koin v'levi loy nemar, elo Adam, shavil oivik achavim v'oisik b'toira, is as great as the koin godl. Of course, the Mepharshim point out, how can we say that Akum, just because he learnt the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, is already considered like a koin godl? So the Mepharshim explained that what it means is that we have to treat him like a koin godl. And just like the halacha teaches us that we're obligated to show tremendous respect to a Talmud Chacham, so too does the halacha teach us that we have to show respect to the Akum who takes the time and spends the time to learn the mitzvahs that are relevant to him. So Tosfos says that our Gemara is teaching us that even in a situation where there is another Akum who's prepared to teach this Akum Torah, so in such a situation, there is no problem lifnei iver. Why? Because as Tosfos teaches us, based on the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, that the only time there's an issue of lifnei iver, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, is only in a situation where, if not for my helping this person do the Avera, he would never be able to do the Aveira. So then that's considered a situation of lifnei iver. But if the person could do the Aveira without my assistance, then there's no issue with lifnei iver. And that, says Tosfos, is the situation of the Gemara Masechta Chagiga. That the Akum can anyway learn Torah, because he can learn Torah from another Akum. So we would think, under those circumstances, maybe I'm allowed to teach him Torah, teaches us the Gemara, there's a new specific Isser of Umishpatim Bal Yadom, that we may never teach an Akum Torah. The Mashah comes to teach us that what the Gemara there is teaching us is that we're now allowed to teach, going back to what we discussed in our previous year, that the only Torah that Akum may not learn is the Esek HaTorah, the Pilpul HaTorah, the depths of Torah. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. The Akum is even learning his Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, as we learn in our Gemara, as we just said, the Akum may learn, the Akum should learn, and therefore we should be able and must be able to teach them those halachas. Having said that, teaches us the Gemara that even if we're teaching the Akum Torah, we're only allowed to teach them the parts of Torah. We're only allowed to teach them the parts of Torah that don't involve the Esek HaTorah, the lomdus of the Torah. The Turi Evin, and we quoted this Turi Evin in our previous year as well, says that our Gemara teaches us that why may an Akum not learn Torah? Because Torah tziva lanu Moshe, my Rosh Kehilas Yaakov means that it's a Yerusha. And it's a gzela if the Akum takes what belongs to us. But says the Turi Evan, so, if we'll teach him the Torah, so we're willingly giving him a share of our Torah, there would not be in this gzela. For that teaches us the Gemara in Masechta Chagiga, that even if you're doing so, even in such a situation, the halacha is that we could give it to the Akum if we are willing to teach it to him. The Meiri teaches us here that the Isser of teaching an Akum Torah is only if he's an Akum. But if somebody is interested in becoming a ger and therefore needs to learn Torah because he needs to know the mitzvahs, then there's no Isser to learn Torah. And there are rayas to this, a halacha. One raya goes back all the way to Parashas Noach. Because if we speak in our shiurim about a Ben Noach, so certainly the biggest Ben Noach we could think about was Noach himself. Yet we find that Noach knew which word, the pasuk says, Mikol HaBehema HaTayra Tikich Lo Shiva. And Rashi says HaTayra, Hasid Elias Tayra Yisrael, Lamadnu Shaloma Noach Tayra. So the question is, Noach, who's the biggest example of a Ben Noach, learned Tayra, Rashi says. How could he learn Tayra? From here we see that Noach learned Torah. Why did Noach learn Torah? Because Noach obviously intended to follow the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Noach intended to be a ger, and therefore needed to know the Torah. The other raya is the famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph, that a Nochri came in front of Shammai and Hillel, the different Nochrim that came to Shammai and Hillel and requested to learn Torah, and how they were taught the Torah. The question is, if they were Nochrim, how were they taught Torah? And of course, we know that halacha is that somebody who wants to become a ger, the halacha is melam demaisoi. We teach him the basics of halacha. How can we teach him the basics of halacha if he's an akum? The answer is, if his intention is to learn Torah, that is mutter. The Shas of Tshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tez Zayin, Simen Nun Hei, had this discussion about the subject. He quotes a Yamshel Shloima in Masechta Bava Kamma, Simen Tes, who says there were those that taught non-Jews Torah. Apparently the issue is that's being discussed there is that there's a school, which is a Jewish school, that has non-Jewish students. And may you teach them Torah. And he says there that by teaching them Torah, which our Gemara teaches us, is also to teach them, Lefi Anias Gaiti, he says, Godl Avonim Mitzoy, they carry a tremendous sin, and he says, V'lo Yera B'Nechemes Tzion, and they won't be Zoycha to see Mashiach. Very, very sharp words. But the Tzitz Eliezer does say that you may teach them Tanakh, you may teach them the stories in Tanakh, and the basics of the Siddur. That may be taught to such people. There's also a tshuva regarding teaching non-Jews Torah. in the Shaios HaTshuva Sridei Eish, Yoredeya, Simen Nun Zayin. The question that he discusses there is where someone, unfortunately, a Jew married a non-Jewish woman, and therefore, of course, their child is non-Jewish, and the father wants to enroll the son in a Jewish school. And he says that if they are going to guarantee the administration of the school that when the child becomes a gadol, he will be megayer, then he says they may accept him into the Jewish school where he will learn Torah. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shaios HaTshuvos Yabia Omer Yor Chelik Beis Yoredeya Simen Yud Zayin also has a discussion regarding teaching Akum Torah, and he wants to go into the issue that maybe there's a nafkamina between an Akum who's a gadol versus an Akum who's a katan. Because he begins with the premise, with the question that we started our shiur, Tosfos' question. The Tosfos says that the Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, that we're not allowed to teach an Akum Torah because Mishpatim Ba'Yidom, we're not allowed to teach them Torah. As Tosfos, our Gemara already taught us the Akum that learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. So Tosfos went into the whole concept of Lifnei Iver. He wants to say maybe our Gemara is speaking about a gadol, an Akum who's a gadol. But an Akum who's a katan, you can't learn from our Gemara, because you can't learn the Chi of Misa on a katan. And that Gemara, the Sechta Chagiga, is coming to teach us that even an Akum katan, you may not teach Torah. However, he says that that's a difficult approach to follow. Going back to a concept that we discussed in another different series of Shurim, he says the concept of gadol and katan only apply by Yisroel. Because gadol and katan is part of the concept of shiurim. And shiurim only apply by Klal Yisroel. They don't apply by Yaakov. So we can't differentiate between a gadol and a katan, which is not really a concept applicable to Yaakov. So he holds that the Isser of teaching Torah to Yaakov applies both to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, and he goes on to say one may not answer the religious questions only if it's in a situation of Damash Toshav Lapikos. But certainly he does say we may teach them the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, and also we're allowed to teach them the Hebrew language. And he concludes, as we just said, that by Akum there is no difference between a gadol and a katan. And as soon as you have an Akum that's intelligent enough to understand what is taught, you're not allowed to teach that Akum type. But now a question comes up. What happens if you're saying Divrei Torah to an audience, and in that audience there are Akum? Are you obligated to stop saying the Divrei Torah? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Chelek Beis of Yerideya, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, and Rav Moshe says that the Isser of teaching Torah to an Akum is only when it is your intent to teach them Torah. But if you're saying Divrei Torah, and it happens to be that Akum hear your Divrei Torah, that's mutter. And he brings a very interesting raya. He says, the halacha is that you're not allowed to teach an Eved Torah.
even though the halacha, he says, is you're not allowed to teach an Eved Torah, we find, he says, many times in Shas, that Tevi, the Eved of Rav Gamliel, was a Talmud Chacham. So the question is, how did Tevi become a Talmud Chacham if an Eved is not allowed to learn Torah? So he says, it must be that since Tevi was the Eved of Rav Gamliel, and he used to participate, he used to sit where Rav Gamliel would be, and he would hear how Rav Gamliel taught Torah, so that's how he learned Torah, that's how he became inculcated with Torah. And therefore, he says, it's mutter to teach Torah, say Torah, even though when you say these divrei Torah, you may end up with a situation that Akum are going to learn and hear your divrei Torah. And so too does the Shailas HaTshuvos Sridei Eish, Yoyredeya, Simen Nun Hei, Simen Nun Vav have a discussion regarding this whole issue. Actually, Simen Nun Vav is addressed to, speaks about a shaila that was discussed, was brought to him from Rav Taitzitzal, who used to give shiurim on the radio, and all sorts of people listen on the radio. So he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph teaches us. Tana Rabbanu B'Kfas Sholchu Malkus Roimi Shnei Sarjoitis Eitzel Chachmei Yisrael. They sent two officers. Lamduna Taraschem. Teach us your Torah. Karu V'Shanu V'Shilshu. They learned it once, twice, three times. And the Gemara says, B'Shas B'Tarasim, as they were going to leave, Amma, B'Shas B'Tarasim, Amma Luhem, they said, Tidakim B'Kol Taraschem. We followed your entire Torah, V'Emeshu. And the entire Torah is Emes, Chutz Midavzeh, except for this one, Halacha, Shatam Oimrim, Shor She Yisrael, Shnokach Shor Shal Knani Potter, Shaknani Shanagach Shayisrael Bein Tam Bein Muad Misham Nozik Shalim. It's unfair that there's a difference between if a Shor of Akum does Hezek versus if a Shor of Yisrael does Hezek. And Tosis, right on the spot over there, asked the obvious question based on what we're learning, that how did they teach these officers Torah? We're learning in our Gemara that you're not allowed to teach an Akum Torah. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says that it was a question of pikuach nefesh. They were sent by the government and they had to teach them Torah. If they wouldn't, there would be an issue of perhaps pikuach nefesh, and certainly would not mechuyev to be moise nefesh under such circumstances. Another terutz, which I find a little difficult to understand, is that they're coming to become geirim. And as we quoted earlier in our shiur, if an Akum is learning Torah with the intent of becoming a geir, it's mutter. But it could well be, and I think this is the approach that the Shiltei, the Sridei Eish wants to take, that they didn't learn Torah specifically. It wasn't a situation that they were taught Torah. Because as we're learning, it's usur to teach an Akum Torah. Rather, the situation was that they came and heard a shiur. They listened to a shiur on the internet. And that's how they learned Torah. And that isn't usur, as Rav Moshe says, as we said a few moments ago. And that's how they were able to absorb the whole Torah. But that isn't usur, because the Divrei Torah weren't being taught to them specifically. There's a very interesting vart that I saw from Ramei Shapiro. There was a famous story in Europe, which was known as the Dreyfus Affair, where there was a Jewish soldier name was Mendel Dreyfus, who was accused of murder, and was put on trial. And that trial really turned out to be a trial of the entire Jewish religion. And the prosecutors chose many different Gemaras from throughout Shas to show how the Jews had a very negative opinion and approach to Yaakov. And one of the Gemaras that they chose is actually this Gemara. How they said, how look how the Jews feel towards the Akum, where our Gemara is teaching us, Akum, that if a guy learns Torah, Akum oisik Torah chayiv misa. And letters were sent by Rav Mazel, who at that time was the chief rabbi of Moscow, to Rabbonim all around the world to try help come up with answers to answer these claims against the Jews. And one of the people who responded to those questions, to those issues, was Ramey Shapiro Zatzal. And Ramey Shapiro said, the way to understand this Gemara of Akam Oisik B'Tayra Chai Misa is as follows. It's very much connected to the sugya that we learned about the Zayin Mitzvah from Neinoyach. Our Gemara, many times as we've been learning the sugya of the Zayin Mitzvah from Neinoyach, teaches us that actually there's a very big chumrah that applies to the Akum that doesn't apply to Yisrael. And Akum, as Harosan Zui Misosim, if an Akum violates in any way the Zayin Mitzvah from Neinoyach, his Chayiv Misa. So, Ramey Shapiro said, Chazal had Rachmanus on the Akum. And Chazal said, if the Akum would learn Torah, and they would become so familiar with their Zayin Mitzvah from Neinoyach, and then they violate them, they'll be Chayiv Misa. So you know what Chazal did? Chazal said, Akum Oisik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Akum Oisik B'Torah, we don't want you to learn Torah. You know why we don't want you to learn Torah? Because we have Rachmanis on you, and we don't want you to be Chas V'Sholem Chayiv Misa. So it wasn't from a negative feeling towards the Akum. On the contrary, it was from a positive feeling to the Akum that we didn't want them to Chas V'Sholem be punished.